Blog Talk Radio.
This conference is being recorded.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. God bless you, God bless you. Our mega prayer will be starting shortly.
Unmuted.
God bless everybody. Thank you for joining us here on the Mega Prayer. Our broadcast will be starting soon. Please remain on the line. God bless you.
Muted. Unmuted.
Praise the Lord, and thank you for joining us, 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. Please remain on the line. Our broadcast will be starting soon. God bless you.
Muted.
Good morning. Good morning once again, and thank you so much for joining us here on our Mega Prayer Hour. We give God glory, honor, and praise to you this morning. And we thank God for hallelujah, another day that he has made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So God bless each and every one of you this morning. And we are so excited on today. Amen. Praise God, because God is doing great and mighty things in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have joined the Message of Christ Church, where our pastor is none other than Prophetess Sylvia Staples. Amen.
Unmuted.
Of the Message of Christ Church. And to
muted.
Be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. So we just come to you. Amen. Amen. We're located in Chicago, Illinois. Amen. Praise God. And hallelujah. Well, God is doing great things. Amen. Great things in the ministry. Amen. Praise God. So we invite you, amen, to visit our website, amen, messageofchrist.net. Amen. Praise God. Also, we invite you, amen, to send us your emails at messageofchrist@yahoo.com. Amen. Praise God. And praise God, we're here on this line Monday, Friday, amen, at 6 o'clock a.m. Amen. Praise God for a time, a powerful time in God. Amen. With prayer, praise, worship. Amen. Testimonies is going forth. Amen. We're touching and agreeing. Amen. And God is establishing things. Amen. Unto us. Amen. Right here on this conference line. We're also here on Monday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. for our Miracle Monday Hour. Amen. Praise God. We're here every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Amen. Praise God. And we just invite you to join us every time we're on this conference line. We welcome you. Amen. We welcome you. We welcome you. Amen. To be a part of what God is doing. Amen. Praise God in this ministry. Also, our other website number is, contact at SylviaStaplesMinistries.com. Amen. If you would like to contact this ministry by way of phone, amen, our ministry number is 773-609-2071. Amen. Our ministry number is 773-609-2071. Amen. You could call us, amen, if you have any concerns about our ministry. You could call us to register for any of our upcoming events. You can also call and request, amen, prayer, amen, praise God, and we will be praying and touching the ground with you, amen, praise God. We will not be returning phone calls for prayer, amen, but we'll make sure that the intercessors will all be touching the ground with you concerning what's concerning you, amen. If you're listening to us by the way of the internet, amen, praise God, and you would like to to invite someone to come to the conference line, amen, praise God, you can give them our conference direct number, and that number is 641-715-3670. The access code is 420123#. Amen. Praise God. Also, if you would like to correspond with us by way of mail, our mailing address is Message of Christ Church, Post Office Box 390-762, and at Chicago, Illinois, 60639. Amen. Praise God. And if you would like to join our mega prayer team, amen. Praise God. If you would like to be an intercessor, amen. Praise God. We invite you, amen, and we welcome you, amen, to join the team, amen. And you can find all information out, amen, on our website, or just give us a call on our ministry line number, amen. Don't forget, amen, to get your prayer shawls, amen. Don't forget to get your prayer shawls, amen. They're anointed and they're appointed, amen. So on this month, amen, the month of September, amen, the ninth month, amen, praise God, we are just inviting you, amen, to be a part, amen, of a blessing, amen. It's a blessing, amen. And so we're asking that all those that can and will, amen, to just sow a sacrificial seed offering of with the number 9 attached to it, amen. If you only have $9, sow the seed of 9. Amen. Praise God. If you want to sow 29, 39, 49, 59, 109, 209, 900, amen. Whatever the Lord leads you to do, amen. Praise God. We're just letting you know that in this month, amen, the sacrificial seed offering with the number 9 attached to it is going to be such a blessing. Amen. See, the number 9 is finishing. Amen. The time of finishing, amen, the things that God has started, amen, in your life. So many times we start and we don't finish things, amen, but this is the time that God is saying, amen, go ahead on, plant that seed, amen, praise God, and watch God help you to finish, amen, that call that's on your life, amen, that thing that you have started numerous times, amen, you're going to have a miraculous start and a finish, amen, to the thing that God has called you to. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So you don't want to miss it this month. Amen. God, there's anointing in the number 9. Amen. Praise God concerning this ministry. Pray. Ask God. Amen. What it is. Amen. Praise God. And some of you may say, well, I don't have the seed. Amen. But the word of God said he gives seed to the sower. Amen. So if you truly desire to be a blessing to this ministry and you desire to get on in on the sacrificial seed offering, amen, praise God, I tell you, if you ask God, he will give you, amen, that the desires of your heart, amen, and he will give you seed to the sower, amen. So this is a month that we're going to be finishing the things, amen, in a miraculous way that we have started time and time again, and we desire, amen, to complete it, amen. So we invite you, amen, to go ahead on, amen, get your seed in, amen, text us and let us know, amen, and you could text us through our ministry line at 773-609-2071. You could text us and let us know that your seed is in the mail, amen, or you can go, amen, to the messenger, amen. You can messenger us, amen. You can go to the website. I mean, you can messenger Pastor Staples, amen. You can go to our website, go to the PayPal account. You can also, amen, go through PayPal me, Sylvia Staples PayPal me account, amen. Praise God. And I tell you, God is doing great things in this ministry, amen. Amen. And you're sowing on good soil. Amen. You are definitely sowing on good soil because God is sending us out. Amen. To the hedges and the highways. Amen. We have had an awesome time already this year. Amen. Going to different ministries and God doing miraculous things in those ministries. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The ministry will be going to Alabama on this weekend. Amen. Then we'll be going back to Tennessee. Amen. And then God is going to send us out the country. Amen. Praise God. Hedges, highways. Amen. North, south, east, and west. Amen. So just keep this amen in mind. Amen. Pray about it. Amen. Let God know that you desire, amen, to be a blessing to this ministry. This ministry has been a blessing to you. Amen. Praise God. Then pray and ask God how, amen, you can be a blessing back and what amount he desires, amen, for you to sow back, amen, into this ministry. Praise God, so that your blessings can flow. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Praise God. So we are just excited, amen, this morning. Amen. Praise God as we come before you. Amen. This is our word week. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to just, hallelujah, allow God to speak to us. Amen. Through his word this morning. Amen. And we're going to have an ear to hear and a spirit to receive. Amen. What it is that God is saying to us. Amen. For such a time as this. Amen. So if you just don't mind, amen, come and go with me to the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God. And just usher in the spirit of the living God. Amen. So God can come in and have his way on this line this morning. I am your host, Evangelist Betty Howard. I'm just a vessel for the master's use. Amen. I take no, hallelujah, nothing, no credit, no nothing for what God is about to do. Amen. Praise God in this hour. Praise God. So we just thank God for you on this morning. Amen. And let's, like I first stated, come and go with me to the throne of grace. Most gracious Father, we glorify and magnify you always, giving you always glory, honor, praises. Amen. Blessing your holy name. Amen. For the great and the mighty things that you're doing. Amen. Praise God in our lives. Amen. God, we thank you right now that as we come before you, God, with our hallelujah, thirsting, hallelujah, hallelujah, hungering and thirsting after your name, after your righteousness, God. God, this is the day that you have brought us into being. Amen. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. So we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. We yield it to you, God, on today. We're saying have your way, have your way, have your way, God. Hallelujah. So we thank you right now, God, that you're coming into our midst, God. Hallelujah. You're using us for your glory, God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, we're coming to you, God, with a repentant heart, God, broken and contrite spirit. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glorifying and magnifying your holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, because we know that it's because of you that we live, move, and have our being. We know that it's because of you, God, that we have come into being on today, God. So we thanking you, God, glorifying you right now, God, magnifying you right now, God. Hallelujah, saying that you are our King of Kings. You are our Lord of Lords. You are everything we need, God, and you are so much more to us this morning, God. We know that, God, if it had not been for you on our side, God, we don't know where we would be, God, but because of your grace and your mercy, your multitude of loving kindness, God, you have come, God, and hallelujah, my God, look beyond all of our faults, amen, God, and you have come in and you have met our needs this morning, God, so we thank you right now, God, hallelujah to your name, God, as we bow before your throne on this morning, we bow in before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I am, hallelujah, my God, Elohim, hallelujah, we are bowing before you, Prince of Peace, we are bowing before you, Everlasting Father, we are bowing before you on this morning. Hallelujah. The great I am, we are bowing before you. Hallelujah, my God. We are surrendering to you this morning, God. We are surrendering our will, hallelujah, my God, to you, God. We are surrendering our entire being to you, God. Hallelujah. Our minds, our bodies, we are surrendering it to you this morning, God. We are saying, have your way on this day in our life, God. Your will be done in our lives, God, not our will, God, but your will be done, God. Hallelujah. Help us, God, to dwell in your secret place on today, God, under the Most High on today, God. Help us not to lean to our understanding on today, God. But as we go through this day, God, we're thanking you that we're going to acknowledge you in all of our ways, God. You're going to order our steps on today, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we thanking and praising you right now, God. We giving you glory and we giving you all the honor and all the praises, God. We thank you on today, God, because you are Jehovah Jireh, God. We thank you, God, that you're making ways out of no ways, God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, God, that you're healing on this line this morning, God. Hallelujah, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, God. Hallelujah, you're healing our minds on this morning, our bodies, God, on this morning, God. We thank you right now, God, that you are the King King of Glory, God, and we thank you that you have come in this morning to sup with us on this morning, God. Hallelujah. You're strong and you're mighty, God, mighty in battle on this morning, and we thank you right now that the battles that we're facing on this day, God, do not belong to us, God. So we're going to stand still and see your salvation on today. We're going to stand still and know that you are God in our lives on today, God. So we thank you this morning, God. We praise you and we magnify your holy name. Hallelujah to your name, God. We give you the highest praise this morning, God, for all things great and small that you're doing in our lives. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, for revelation this morning, God. We thank you, God, for activation on this morning, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We're thanking you right now, God, for manifestation, hallelujah, in our lives, God, hallelujah. We believe in your report, hallelujah, on today, God, hallelujah. We speak life on this morning, God, hallelujah, life into every day situation, hallelujah to your name, God, hallelujah, glory to your name, God. Oh, my God, we will declare your work, God. We will tell of your goodness. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because we know that there is those, God, that's going to overcome. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that it has overcome. Hallelujah, by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, my God, in the words of our testimony, God. Hallelujah, we'll be a witness, God. We'll be that living epistle, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We'll be that light, God. We'll be that salt on the earth, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hey, my yandarosa. Hey, glory to your name, God. We'll be those vessels to be used by you, God. We'll be the living epistles. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. Ah, mi yandarosa. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, for another day, God. Hallelujah, to be used by you. Another day, God. Hallelujah, my God, to let our light shine in the earth, God. Hallelujah. Another day, God, to proclaim your glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. So we thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, that you're increasing us on today, God. You're increasing us on today, God. Hallelujah, you're opening up the eyes of our understanding on today, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we thank you, we pray you, glorifying and magnifying you always. Hallelujah, always, always. Amen, hallelujah. And we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor, God. Hallelujah, because you're lifting up bow down heads, God. Hallelujah, my God. We thank you that you're lifting up bow down heads on today. Hallelujah, my God. We thank you for your garment of praise on today. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your oil of joy today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. So we give you glory, honor, and praises for all things great and small. Hallelujah. Thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice this morning, God. Everyone that has took the time out, God, to come and join with us on this line this morning, God. Hallelujah. So that they can hear what the Spirit is saying to us on this morning, God. We thank you for them on today, God. We glorify you for them on today, God. Bless them on today, God. Let your word take root in our hearts on today, God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Let it grow, God. Hallelujah, my God. Like the hallelujah mustard seed, God. Hallelujah. Let it grow and expand in our lives, God. Hallelujah. That we'll be doers of your word, God, and not just hearers only, God. And we thank you and we praise you, glorifying and magnifying you always. And all these blessings we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless those of you that are continually calling into this line. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. And we thank God for you on this morning. Amen. Praise God. We thank you for joining us here at the Message of Christ Church. Amen. And this is our word week. Amen. Praise God. And there is a word from the Lord for us on this morning. Amen. There is a word, amen, for us on this morning. Praise God. So I come before you, amen, just to give you what God has given me. Amen. Praise God. And he has just put this down in my spirit. Amen. Because this is something that God wants us to know on this morning. Amen. And the question here is, hallelujah, who do God and his word say that you are, that we are? Amen. Who do God and his word say that we are. Amen. I want you to just meditate on that just for a minute. Amen. Because when God dropped it in my spirit, amen, he said, who are you? Amen. Who are you? Amen. Praise God. And he's saying to us this morning, take off all the titles. Amen. Praise God. Take off the title of an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Take that title off. Amen. Praise God. A mother. Amen. Take that. A father. Amen. Take that title off. Amen. Praise God. Sister, a brother. Take it off. Amen. A grandmother. Take it off. A aunt. Take it off. Amen. A coworker. Amen. Take it off. A boss. Amen. Take it off. Amen. CEO. Take that title off. Amen. And when you strip yourself of all titles, amen, and everything that man say that you are, amen, hallelujah, God is asking a rhetorical question this morning. Who do I say you are? When you take all of that off, who are you? Amen. Who are you? Or do you know who you are? Amen. Aside from all of these titles, amen, aside from all of these titles, do you know who you are? Amen. Do you know who I say you are? Do you know who my word is saying that you are? Amen. Praise God. Because we are not defined, amen, by the titles, amen, hallelujah, that we wear. Amen. Praise God. That's just a byproduct, amen, of who we really are. Amen. Praise God. So as I begin to meditate on this and go into the word of God, amen, praise God, and as I begin to meditate on that question right there, who are you? Amen. Who are you? Who do God and his word say that you are? Amen. And I'm just going to begin by, amen, quoting, amen, praise God, going to the word of God, amen, not quoting, but reading the word of God, amen, in 1 Peter, amen, 2 and 9 and 10. Amen. Praise God. And this is who God is saying, and his word is saying that we are. He said, but ye are a chosen generation. Amen. A royal priesthood and holy nation. Amen. A peculiar people. Amen. God's own. Hallelujah. A peculiar people, meaning that we're God's people. Amen. That ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Amen. So when somebody asks you, who are you? Amen. I say, I'm a child of the king. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be able to give that testimony, amen, of who we are. Amen. Not the great bishop, the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the evangelist, the teacher. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm this, I'm that. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's say all that, all those weights. Amen. And begin to acknowledge who we are. Amen. Who we really are. Who God has called us to be. Amen. Praise God. And the 10th verse said, which in time past were not a people. Amen. Praise God. We were nothing. Amen. Praise God. We were nothing. Amen. The word of God said we wasn't even acknowledged. God didn't even acknowledge us as a people. Amen. But are now the people of God. Amen. So before we gave our life over to God, amen, hallelujah, we were just like this ship. Hallelujah, without a sail. Amen. We were walking in darkness. Amen. Just wandering in the wilderness. Amen. Not even knowing who we are. Amen. Because we were being led by the flesh. We were being led by the enemy. Amen. We were doing any and everything. Amen. That the enemy wanted us to do. And we had no purpose in our life. Amen. Not no real purpose. We may have had purpose according to man, according to all these titles, amen, that people put on us, but to have real purpose in God, amen, to really know why you were created, amen, hallelujah. We were created solely for God's glory and his purpose, amen. And so when we get in our, and when we get in tune with that, when we get in tune with who we really are, amen, then nothing else matters, amen. Then the cares of this world cannot take us out, amen. We will not get bogged down, amen, in depression and oppression and a lot of things that we're in this world, but we're not of this world, amen. But see, being in this world, hallelujah to your name, God, we got to know how to be in tune with the things of this world that is of God, Amen. Praise God, so that we can be connected to the Creator. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, we can be connected to the creation of God. Amen. And it's a beautiful thing, amen, to just acknowledge and to behold the beauty, amen, of this world. Amen. This earth, should I say. Of this earth, amen. We're going to stay tuned to the earthly things, amen. Hallelujah. I love, amen. I love it, amen. And it has just become a part of me. I love when I could see the sunrise and the sunset, amen. When I could just go out yesterday, amen. Just a quick, amen, insert here. Yesterday we went to the Botanic Gardens, amen. And it's such a beautiful and a serene place to go to, amen, because you see all the beautiful flowers, amen. Hallelujah. That God, amen, has given us. Amen. Praise God. Planted by man, but given by God. Amen. I mean, it's just a water there. Amen. It's just a serene place to go to. Amen. And I was just standing there just beholding the beauty of God. Amen. And so that's where God wants us to be. Amen. He wants us to be reconnected with him and know who we are. Amen. Praise God. And to continue on that 10th verse, amen, it said, but hallelujah, I'm just going to begin at the beginning. It said, which, I mean, I just got to read this whole thing again for those that are chiming in. Amen. We're talking about, amen, who we are. Amen. Who God and his word say that we are. We're talking today about really knowing who we are in God. Amen. Why we have come into being. Amen. Praise God. And the ninth verse, and like I said, I'm going to read it again. Amen. It says, but we are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. See, this is confidence. You know, the word of God said this is the confidence that we have. Amen. Praise God. It also said there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. That walks after the spirit and not after the flesh. Amen. Praise God. So we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should know that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness and to his marvelous light. Amen. Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which has not obtained mercy, but had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Amen. So we just thanking and praising God, amen, because we know who we are on today. God is reassuring us, amen, of who we are, amen. And I'm just going to give you a couple of scriptures, amen, that's letting us know who we are. Other than this one I just read, that is my foundational scripture, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. But Galatians 3:26, I am God's child. Amen. Just abbreviating it. Amen. Not going to read the whole thing. Just going to give you some abbreviations of what the word is saying to us. Amen. I am. Galatians 3:26. I am God's child. John 15:15 said, I am Jesus' friend. I am a friend of God. I am his friend. He has called me his friend. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, new creature. Amen. New life. Amen. Praise God. God has turned us into new creatures. Amen. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Amen. Praise God. He has given us a new life. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6:19 said, our body is the temple of God, of the Holy Ghost, which dwells in us. Amen. Praise God. So we are, hallelujah, our bodies. Amen. When we say who we are, our bodies belong to God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, this is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Which means we got power. Amen. Praise God. Because the Holy Ghost that's dwelling down on the inside of us, amen, praise God, is giving us the power to tread on the serpent and the scorpion and all the evil works of the enemy. Amen. So we are, oh my God, we are a peculiar people. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. We are of a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. Ephesians, amen, 2:10 lets us know that we are the workmanship of God. Hallelujah. Just think about that. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We are his workmanship. In other words, God has, oh my God, he has made us. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. hallelujah, according to what he wanted us to be. Everybody, and see, we serve such a diverse God. Amen. Praise God. We serve an awesome God. He has took the time, amen, individually, amen. We are his workmanship, amen, to, oh, my God, to create us in his image and his likeness. Amen. Praise God. He has designed us and created us to what he wants us to be. Amen. Praise God. And so that's somebody awesome. Amen. That's someone that has took the time out. Amen. So when you look in the mirror, amen, we're all different. Amen. Even if you got a set of twins, they're different. Amen. And they say identical twins, but they something is different about them. Amen. One may be a little larger, a little smaller. Amen. But it's a little darker, a little lighter. Amen. But it's a difference in them. Amen. Praise God. So God has took the time out to design us. Amen. His workmanship. Amen. The way that he designed for us to be. 1 John 1:9 said we are totally and completely forgiven. Amen. So that goes back to verse 10. Amen. When we was once in darkness, amen, we wasn't even considered. But when we came over into this marvelous light, amen, praise God, God has totally and completely forgiven us for all of our unrighteousness. Amen. Everything we have done has been forgiven, has been thrown into the sea of forgiveness. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. And so we have to know that, amen, once again, who we are. Amen. That's that confidence that God has given us. Amen. Praise God. Knowing who we are. Amen. Who we are in him. Amen. Praise God. Ephesians 4:24 said we are made in God's image with righteousness and true holiness. Amen. 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 God has made us into his image and to his likeness. Amen. And he has made us into righteousness and right standings with him. Amen. God has made us into right standing with him. When we walk up right before him, amen, praise God, that's why the blessings is flowing in our lives. Amen. Because we're in right standing with God. Amen. We're in his righteousness. Amen.
Unmuted.
He said true holiness. Amen.
Muted.
We've been set aside. Amen. Praise God. True holiness. Amen. Not this man-made stuff. Amen. Not this learned behavior. Amen. Praise God. Not this thing that people have taught people to just say. Not just an outward appearance. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Not just an outward appearance. Amen. Not just establishing our own righteousness. Amen. But it's a true holiness. Amen. Being truly sold out to God. Amen. Truly living, amen, this life that God has given us. Amen. Saying for God, denying ourselves. For God we're living and for God we'll die. Amen. Praise God. Setting aside. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything that's so, hallelujah, every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. Amen. And presenting our body a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Amen. So this is who we are in God. Those that have set aside, amen, those that have not compromised, amen. This is who we are in God. Amen. And this is why we can expect, amen, the blessings of the Lord to come unto our lives that adds no sorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, the favor of God to be upon us. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah, knowing that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Amen. So these are the blessings. This is when we are rooted and grounded in God. When we are like that tree planted by the rivers of water. Amen. We cannot be moved. Amen. Bend and bow. Amen. Even though the storms of life, amen, the things of life may come upon us, but we know, amen, what the word of God is saying. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he's going to deliver us out of them all. So we know that we have a confidence. We have a hope. Amen. We don't have to get weary in our well-doing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Acts 1:8 said we have been given power. Hallelujah, to be God's witnesses to the world. Amen. The word of God says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost have come upon you. Amen. To be witnesses. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be witnesses. Amen. And that's who we are. We are God's witnesses. We are his ambassadors. Amen. Praise God. And we can walk in the power that God has given us. Amen. Praise God. We can walk boldly. Amen. In that power that God has given us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can stand up and let the world know who we are. Amen. No longer. Amen. Hallelujah. Being ashamed. Amen. Praise God. We can't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because we know it is the power unto salvation to those that believe. Amen. So we have to be, amen, who God and God's word is telling us we are. Amen. We have to be bold soldiers in this time. Amen. Praise God. Because we're walking in a dark world, we need to be the light and the salt of this earth. Amen. Praise God. And that's Matthew 5:13-14. Amen. We are the salt and the light of the world. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we have to be that person that seasons. Amen. We got to be the one that let our light shine. We got to be that salt. Amen. Praise God. That we pour into people's lives. Amen. Praise God. Let them know the blessings of the Lord is here. That hallelujah, hallelujah, the thief comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life and that more abundantly. Amen. So we got to be encouragers to this world. Amen. This dark world got to see some light. Amen. Our light got to shine. Amen. So we have to know who we are. Amen. In God. Amen. In order for this world to see the light. Amen. To see God. Amen. To see the light and darkness. Amen. They got to see it in us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah to your name, God. So we got to be those living epistles, amen, to be read by men, amen, that no matter what, that we don't fight, amen, according to the world standard, amen, because our weapons are not carnal, amen, and we don't fight the way the world fight, amen. So when we're on our jobs, amen, praise God, in our neighborhoods, amen, praise God, before our family, amen, we got to lift up a standard, amen, praise God, hallelujah, so they will see the difference. Amen. So they will know that we are a hallelujah, a peculiar people. Amen. A chosen generation. Amen. We are of the royal priesthood. Amen. So we got to represent, amen, our Father. Amen. And our character, our godly character. Amen. Praise God. It's not so much of what you have on. Amen. Because you could be dressed, amen, in the way that men say you should dress. Amen. With the collars up to your neck and the skirts down to your ankles, amen, and you can have on this garment, amen, that's portraying, amen, what man say is holiness, amen, but if you're not living it, amen, if you're not living it, see, people, man look on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart, amen, this thing got to be rooted and grounded in your heart. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what's in the heart, what's in the heart, amen, reaches the heart. Amen. So we got to live it. Amen. We got to be living. We got to be those living epistles to be read by men. Amen. They got to go back. The Bible says our conversation, amen, which means our lifestyle. Amen. They're watching us. Amen. Praise God. They're watching to see how we're going to react, amen, to different situations and different things that come up on us. Amen. But we got to keep on our godly garment, amen, at all times. Amen. So they can always see who we are. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God. So we will always exemplify, amen, godly character. Amen. Praise God. When we would normally, amen, praise God. We just talked about anger on this weekend in our family workshop, amen. And we, the Bible said, get angry but sin not, amen. So even when the enemy come in, amen, praise God, to make us angry, amen, to do things, amen, that will call us, amen, to get out of our character, amen, praise God. The word of God said, like a flood, he'll lift up a standard, amen, like a flood, he'll come in, amen. The only thing we have to do is call on him, amen. He said, if you call on me, hallelujah, I'll hear and I'll answer your prayer, amen, praise God. So that's how we stay, hallelujah, in that character of God, amen, so people will see who we are, amen. Praise God. They'll see that we are, amen, the salt and the light of the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, 1 John 4:7-8 said, we are the beloved. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because of the love that we show one to another, because God is love. Amen. God has called us his beloved. Amen. And we're his beloved. Amen. And if you take the B and the E off of it, it's loved. Amen. We are loved. Amen. By God. Amen. And because God is love, amen, that's what God is calling for us to do. We have to show love. Amen. We have to show the agape love. Amen. That love that covers, amen, a multitude of faults. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. That love, amen, that overshadows. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That love, amen, that goes above and beyond. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to show that love, because the word of God said you will know that we are his disciples because of the love, amen, that we show, amen, praise God. And that's one of the key things that, amen, that will let people know who we are, amen, because we show love all the time, amen. We love the unlovable, amen, praise God, amen. We love those that despitefully use us, amen, praise God, and we pray for those. Amen. That do all manner of things against us. Amen. Praise God. We don't retaliate. Amen. Praise God. But we go to God. Amen. Because vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Amen. And we know that God is going to vindicate us. Amen. Praise God. Let God do it. Amen. Let God handle it. Amen. Because when God do it, amen, nothing can be said about it. Nothing can be done about it. Amen. But if we retaliate, amen, there's going to be consequences to it. That's why we have to walk in love. Amen. At all times, we have to walk in love. Amen. And we have to make sure that we have the word of God, amen, in our hearts. Amen. Praise God, so that we could do just that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And Psalms, as I, amen, prepare, amen, to wrap it up this morning, amen, the word, amen, I don't know about you, amen, but this word is blessing me, amen, in my spirit, amen, even more, amen, as I share it, amen, it's taking root in my heart, amen, praise God, hallelujah, because I don't want to sin against God, amen, praise God, and I know you don't either, amen. Psalms 139 and 14 said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. Hallelujah. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Amen. Praise God. So in other words, we know that God has made us fearfully. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. And he has, oh my God, hallelujah. And we're marveling at the works that God that God has done. Amen. Because when we look at ourselves, amen, the way that we are now, amen, and we look back at the way that we were before we came over into the, hallelujah, ark of safety, before we gave our lives over to God, some of us were just messed up as if you say flow up on the flow up. Amen. Praise God. We were messed up completely. Minds totally messed up. Amen. Praise God. Some of our bodies was even messed up because of the things that we had done to our bodies. Amen. Praise God. But oh my God, when we look at ourselves now, when we look at what God has done, amen, how he has put us back together, amen, how he has orchestrated our lives, amen. Praise God. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. And we just have to marvel at the work that God has done in us, through us, to us. Amen. Praise God. So we have to know who we are. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And we got to get that down in our souls. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what God said. Who are you? Amen. Praise God. Who do I say you are? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go back to the scripture when Jesus asked Paul, who do they say that I am? Amen. Peter, amen. Who do man say that I am? Amen. So who is God saying that we are today? And we have to know without a shadow of a doubt who God is saying that we are. Amen. Praise God. And we have to walk in that confidence. We have to walk in that calling. Amen. Whatever God has called us to be, amen, that's who we are. Amen. And that's the only thing that matters. Amen. That's all that matters. And that's when we can walk in that confidence. Amen. That's when we can walk boldly. Amen. Praise God. That's when we can walk with our heads held up high. Amen. Praise God. And we will not walk in shame or condemnation. Amen. Or guilt. Amen. Praise God. But we'll walk as a king's kid. Amen. We'll walk in our priestly garment. Amen. Hallelujah. Because of who God has made us to be. Amen. No longer the tail, but we are the head. Amen. Praise God. We are above only. Amen, and not beneath. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Amen. Praise God. I'm excited to know who I am in God. Amen. I'm excited on this morning to know that I'm connected, amen, to the Creator. Amen. Hallelujah. Of this whole entire universe. Amen. As I was looking out and beholding the beauty, amen, of the creation. Amen. Praise God. I was excited. Amen. I had to compose myself because I was about to go in, y'all. Hallelujah. To know that I was connected, amen, to the Creator of this universe. Amen. And we ought to get excited, amen, to